How funny it all. Welcome to a little sports talk. This is Angel Rodriguez. Let me put this shit down. I'm in the car. I got some AirPods on where I can hear myself speak, and it's kind of weird. Anyways, I haven't done this in seriously months. It's not that I've been busy. I just don't really know what to talk about. And so here we are. It's about to be football season, so I figured week one, here we go. 2021, week one. 2021, week one, here we go. 2021, week one, here we go. I always tell my wife, the moment football season starts, that's the end of the year. Because before you know it, fucking bam, Super Bowl, and it's already the next year. You've gone through fucking Hanukkah. You've gone through, I'm going to go in the order. You've gone through Halloween, then, or in my case, it's my youngest birthday, then my oldest birthday, then it's, Thanksgiving, my wedding anniversary, my birthday, Christmas, New Year's, fucking Super Bowl. All that shit happens in these months. The moment that the fucking football season starts, it's over. Year's over. Bring on 2022. I had a burrito for dinner earlier, so I'm pretty gassy. And it sucks because I'm trying to eat better, but the second I eat a burrito, you realize why it's so unhealthy. Even though it has beans, which is good, it has meat, which is like, alright, the way it's prepared. And it's carne asada is usually just thrown over. They don't really use oil, they use the natural fats. So, it's just meat. So, it's not, depending where they get it from, you know? But there's fucking salsa, which really isn't that bad except for the chile part. The jalapenos or whatever spicy chile they use. Some rice, which is like, what, starch or whatever? Or, not starch, what is it? You know, rice is. It's not good for you, but it's also, it's fucking rice. It's got like onions, which I don't like, cilantro, which is fine, whatever with me. The bad part for sure is like the flour tortilla, that's a lot of carbs. Rice, carbs, that's what I meant to say. It has carbs, which I mean, if you're gonna work like me, I came to work and I sweat, so I'm guessing I sweat some of those carbs out. But it has rice, beans, meat, guacamole, which is good, right? It has healthy fats. It might have sour cream, which is not, I mean, it ain't bad. It has sugars, for sure. All that bad in a burrito is the grease, depending on the meat you get, and the carbs with the flour tortilla. It's the flour, the gluten. If you break it down, it ain't the best, but it's also not the worst. And if you go to a taco truck, you could tell them, can I get a tortilla? Let me get fucking four tacos of chicken with some salsa. That's it. But tell them, I don't want the tortilla dipped in oil. They'll give you a regular-ass tortilla. And it's not as bad as fucking going to McDonald's and getting some food that doesn't fucking deteriorate, doesn't get mold. Even the mold doesn't like that shit. There's a fucking truck out here looking at me like, what's up, homie? And it's like, yeah, dude, I'm at work, bruh. Leave me the fuck alone. Why is it there? Now I'm freaking out. Well, anyways, it's a black Chevy, kind of beat up truck. I think some Samoans are coming out of it. They are. It's the Booyah Tribe. I never knew who the Booyah Tribe was. But they're rappers from Los Angeles, mostly all Samoans. I roll with Samoans. They left. See you later, Booyah Tribe. Oh, no, they're coming back. Oh, they're looking for parking. This is interesting stuff. Let me try to get my phone without making so much noise. Do you hear sirens? I got the po-po on me, son. I'm going to go through the Steelers schedule. because I'm a Steelers fan. And I'm gonna fucking tell me. Oh, ¿sabes qué, güey? Damn.
Something's going on.
No, I don't think it's not the police, it's the fire department. Alright, so Sunday. Their fucking schedule is pretty tough. They're playing the Bills the first week. Bills could win. Playing the Raiders the second week. Fuck the Raiders. Bengals the third week. I mean, Bengals could be tough. Packers. Packers are tough. Broncos, you never know. Seahawks are tough. The Browns, you never know. The Bears. Bah, Bears. The Bears suck. Lions, for sure they'll win that one. I mean, it's the fucking Lions. They play the Chargers. Chargers could win. They play the Bengals again. You never know. December 5th, the day after my birthday, they play the Ravens. That's going to be tough. The Vikings. Pfft. Titans. Can't forget those guys. Chiefs. Where the Chiefs at? Dude, we got a hard fucking schedule. We'll play the Ravens, the Browns again. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I'll be surprised if they win at least. I'll be surprised if they have a winning season. It should be tough. Last year, they had a fucking chill season. And they still didn't fucking make the playoffs. Or they did, but they lost the first round. Como que, ¿sabes qué? That's some bullshit, da. That's that motherfucking bullshit. Alright. What's today's date? September, tu madre, wey. Excuse the noise. September 7th, 2021. Today is December 2021. Alright, so the week starts on Thursday, the 9th. Cowboys versus Bucks. Bucks, I mean, come on. Cowboys are garbage. And, yeah, Tom Brady. You never know with that guy. But I'm going to go with Bucks. Seahawks, Colts, who gives a shit? Seahawks, Jaguars, Texan. That's going to be fun because that's going to be televised, most likely, because everybody's going to want to see that dude with long hair. I'm going to go Jaguars. Why not? Eagles, Falcons. Couple of birds. You know who's going to lose? The rodents. Because there's some two predatory animals going head to head that day. Birds of prey, as they call them. Eagles, Falcons. Falcons are pretty fast, but the Eagles are big. Big animals. I'm going to go Philly because they're bigger and they represent America. Long live freedom. Chargers, Washington. The Washington football team. They're not the Guardians. Those are the Cleveland Indians. They should have just gone with Cleveland Indians. Is that too racist? Chargers, Washington. I'm going to go Washington because I like their name. Steelers, Bills. I'm going to go Steelers. But let's be honest. The Bills are going to win. Niners, Lions. Niners. I wonder who's going to start there. Trey Lance or Janine Garoppolo. I hear Janine Garoppolo is pretty good. We'll see. Bengals, Vikings. Well, no one's watching that fucking game. But, yeah, let's go Bengals because of the Joe Diggs Burrows. Get it? Jets, Panthers. Jets, come on, Jets. Panthers. Cardinals, Titans. Can't forget them. Titans because they did some pretty good trades. So I've heard. That's what I heard on Cowherd. I listened to, you know, the herd, or I don't listen to it, I watch it, because I'm at home at during the time, but the only reason I watch it is because of Joy Taylor, there, I put it out in the ether, and now hopefully she hollers back, my wife says she's cool with it. Where was I at? Browns, Chiefs, Dolphins, Patriots, Dolphins, I go fuck, Broncos, because Giants suck, Packers, Saints, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good game. I'm going to go Packers. Da! Bears versus Rams. Sunday night football action. I'm going to go Rams. Ravens, Raiders. Monday night.
Are you ready for some fried pie? I remember that fat ass dude. Are you ready, ready, ready?
But I fucking hard. Hank Williams Jr. That motherfucker loves America. And he's gonna die after he sings that song. Ravens over the Raiders. And they're gonna play in Vegas. They're gonna play in the fucking Death Star. It looks like fucking Darth Vader designed that fucking place. Anyways, those are my picks for week one. NFL football. I'm gonna take a quick break, and maybe I'll come up with more shit to say after. Yeah.
Bye. Listen to this.
All right. You know what? I gotta talk about some UFC. Did you guys? Did anybody see Conor's foot fall off? Did I talk about that? I don't know. But I'm going to go through some game fights. Poirier McGregor 3. His foot fell off. Fuck McGregor. I pretty much think he's done. Because they're not going to be like, they don't give a fuck what he says. It's not cute no more. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, dude, what have you done for me lately? You've lost like 5 in a row. Kick rocks or do something. Because all this shit just doesn't matter anymore. So he's going to have to fight someone in the top 5 maybe. And if he manages to beat them, good for them. And, you know, I just don't think he's going to be... He's going to want to be main event, and it's just not going to happen. I don't see it happening. But, yeah, that card kind of sucked. But, yeah, Dustin Poirier won, and he's going to stay a winner. He's most likely going to fight... He's going to fight Charles Oliveira next, I think, in December. I think he's got that fight. Bow show. Then the rest of the fights were all kind of... They were good, but I mean... You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. They had TJ Dillashaw, Corey Sandhagen. I saw that fight. I thought TJ Dillashaw lost. So, but he won. So Sasuke, Galias away. After that, oh, the heavyweight fight for the interim heavyweight. Cyril Gane, he beat Derek Lewis. Cyril Gane's the real deal. We'll see what happens with that guy. He's most likely going to fight the Predator, big motherfucker, but whatever. Next fight is Anthony Smith, Ryan Spahn. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Shit. Darren Till lost. But it's like, bruh, you knew that was going to happen. There's going to be a crazy UFC card coming up. And I'm trying to see, is it 266? Yeah, 266 is a good one. I want to see it. Show less, son. The main event, first fight. This is going to be, when is it? September 25th. I might watch. I might not. We'll see. Jessica Andrade versus Cynthia Calvillo. I think Jessica Andrade is going to win because she's buff. Curtis Blaze. Rosenstruck got his face blasted open. Oh, no. Who the fuck was it? The guy that Ngannou fucking took his head off. He's been fighting forever, Strike Force and all that shit. He just left. He's gonna go do Uberim. He fought Uberim and he blew his face up. Damn, but Curtis Blaze, Rosenstruck. I'm gonna go Rosenstruck first via knockout first round. Alright, so this is a good one. Nick Diaz, older brother of Nate, for those who don't know, is coming back after like a 6-year layoff of nonstop parties and smoking hella weed. He's going to fight Robbie Lawler, which is fucking dope. They fought before. Nick won. We'll see what happens. I think they're both in the same stages of their career, kind of just going down. The last time Nick fought, he fought... what's the name? Anderson?
Silva. Anderson Silva. What the fuck? Like, that was his last name. Oh, that dude, Anderson. That's his first name. He fought Anderson Silva, and he lost via decision, but could have gone either way, honestly, if you're asking me. I hope he wins this fight so he could get a tougher opponent and really make some money. Women's flyweight championship. Valentino the Bullet Shevchenko versus Lauren Murphy. RIP Lauren Murphy. And then the main event. You know, I'm not going to order this fight, because the only fight I want to see is Nick Diaz, Robbie Lawler. I'm not going to order it. Let me see the prelims. Marlon Moraes, some fucking guy. Oh, Dan Hooker? Why is Dan Hooker on the... He should be in the main event card, but whatever. Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega for the championship belt. I think Volkanovski's going to win. I mean, he beat your boy, my boy, everybody's boy, the daddest man on the planet. He beat... fuck, these names are so... tough. Max Holloway. He beat Max Holloway twice, and I thought he maybe beat him once. Maybe. If he was lucky, he beat him once. Meaning, Max Holloway lost, but I think he won those. Max Holloway just fucking pieced up Brian Ortega. So much so that he had his hands hurt. Like, he... Max grabbed Brian's hands, T-City, he's from Torrance. He grabbed his hands, put them up, and he goes, put your hands up. He taught him how to fight during the fight. That's how fucked up he fucked him up. But, you know, I'm going to give it to Volkanovski.
But what?
After that, a bunch of people, no one gives a fuck. Fight night, Dern versus Rodriguez. Ooh. October 9th, Mackenzie Dern, Marina Rodriguez, both Brazilians, both badass jiu-jitsu fighters, so we'll see what happens. Let's see what's after that. Misha Tate versus some old chick, UFC 267, Jan Blachowicz. Oh, this is going to be like in fucking buttfucked Egypt. Jan Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira. He's 100, so I'm giving it to Blachowicz. And then Aljamain Sterling versus Peter Yan. Those are the one. That's the fight where Peter Yan disqualified. So Aljo won via illegal knee to the face. People said Aljamain Sterling was like acting like, oh, I can't continue to fight. Because he was getting his ass kicked throughout the whole fucking fight. So he was like, oh, I me duele. And so he was like, nah, he can't continue. So Peter Yan's going to fuck him up, basically. This is the card that I will for sure order. November 6th. Saturday, November 6th. 6th. It's around my oldest son's birthday. So... we'll make a whole deal out of that. This is the main card. Frankie Edgar versus Marlon Vera. Very good. I think Marlon Vera because he's younger and Frankie Edgar's on the down low. Luke Rockhold versus Sean Strickland. I'm going to say Sean Strickland because of the same shit that's happening with Marlon Vera and Edgar. Luke Rockhold is a model for Tommy Hilfiger. So he don't give a fuck about fighting no more. Justin Gaethje, Michael Chandler. That's going to be a good fight, my friend. I'm going to give it to Michael Chandler. But we'll see. Gaethje's going to have to use his wrestling. He never uses his wrestling. He used it a little bit, I think, with Khabib. But Khabib still fucked him up. Because it's Khabib. And then co-main event, title fight, Rose Namajunas. Thug Rose. Thug Rose. Last time she fought, I fucking cried like a little bitch. She beat Wei Li Zhang, and she's fighting Wei Li Zhang again. Obviously, rematch. I'm hoping Rose wins. Thug Rose, she has amazing stand-up. Her fucking boxing is killer. And, yeah, I think she'll beat Wei Li Zhang. And then the main event, Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington, the Trump supporter. This is going to be in Madison Square Garden, so Trump might be there. Pero quien sabe, because they don't like him anymore.
Dude, is that a ghost? Oh, it's a lady. This is the second time they fight. First time, Kamaru Usman beat him, I think, in the fifth round. TKO. But it was a fucking slugfest. I mean, could have gone either way if it would have ended all the way. I mean, if it would have gone to the judges, they probably would have given it to... who knows who would have given it to? ¿Quién sabe, güey? No sé. In news, Donald Trump to commentate Evander Holyfield's comeback versus Vitor Belfort? Michael Johnson, Jeremy, Defiant Octagon Girls, turn on. Oh, this is a DM, because, oh, there's an airplane passing by. Every time I hear a lot of airplanes, but when they do that, you just think of Backstreet Boys. Tell me why. That video when the airplane's passing. You are. That's a different song. My fire. Anyways, the Octagon Girls were going at Khabib because Khabib was like, they serve no purpose. You just put up like round one up on the fucking on the Jumbotron. They serve no purpose. You don't need ring girls. And the only reason he said that, because they asked him, are you going to have ring girls? Because he's having his own promotion going on for fights, I think in Russia. And they asked him, or are you going to have ring girls too? Because he's Muslim and, you know, they're very, you know, sheltered and whatnot. And he's all like, nah, not because I have anything against ring girls. He goes, I just feel like they have no purpose. We're just going to put them up there and... that's that. Like, this is about the fights. This isn't about the ring girls. And I guess they were like, hey, what the fuck? We're people too. And he's like, he's not saying that. He's just saying you're useless, girl. But who gives a shit what he says? You make your money, dog. All right. That's enough for me talking. I talked about football, which is bullshit. And this is a quick little thing I did. Just to, because hey, I'm back. I'm back, baby. And I just want to tell you guys, I missed you. And I love you. And I can't wait to see you guys later. I don't even know if anybody listens to this shit. Alright, bye. Do-do-boom. You've been listening to A Little Sports Talk with Angel. Boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Oh, shit. I can't do that. They're going to fucking... boys, was it a 2.5 minutes going to come after me. And be like, you can't use that yeah part at the end. I can't use any of it. Because they go... dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's that fucking Don't Worry, Be Happy song. Don't worry. Be... oh, High Thought. I almost fucking forgot. Thank God I was over here talking about some bullshit. Let's see. What can I write? Coincidence is just a word that creators made to hide the true meaning. That is, there are hints they made for us to realize that we're in a simulation. So it's not just a coincidence. It's like, hey, you're in a simulation. Here's a little coincidence for you. And you're like, hey, why is it that Anthony Weiner got in trouble for taking pictures of his wiener and sending them to girls? His last name is Weiner, and he got in trouble because of his wiener. It's like, yeah, that's a coincidence. Or is it? Maybe not. Anyways... that's my high thought. Doom, 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 doom. You've been listening to Sports Talk with Angel. Boom, boom, boom. I didn't say yeah, but I was about to. Bye.